This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical. You can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Listening to that noise coming from that guy, Ray. I like him. He sounds so enthusiastic. Right now, not everybody agrees with national reciprocity. That's obvious of any pro-Second Amendment legislation, but especially true of one that will allow a resident from one state to carry to another. People being able to carry a firearm at all is controversial in some circles. And, people being able to do it without the express permission of their betters, well, that's unthinkable. Enter UCLA constitutional law professor Adam Winkler. He took to the pages of the New York Daily News to underline just how wrong national reciprocity actually is. Now, Professor Winkler sometimes comes down on positions that I could support. But he's a California and let me explain what I'm about to say. He's a California constitutional law professor, which means his version of constitutional law is going to vary from mine. It's not going to be the same as mine. He has grown up in a different, he exists in a different environment than you and I. When Jerry Tsai was the editor of Recoil magazine, he did a review of a gun, and he said, this is not meant for the civilian market, and rightfully so. Very innocuous little sentence, he said there, except to the Second Amendment diehards who know that every gun has made it in some version or another into the hands of civilians. That was a big affront, and that was all based upon the way Jerry Tsai lives. That doesn't make him right, but you got to look at what makes certain things relative. So here we have Adam Winkler, who, being a constitutional law professor at UCLA, for some reason a lot of people think that gives a lot of credence. But while he's out there underlining how wrong national reciprocity actually is, he reminds us of every reason to support it. Now, he writes, the Concealed Carry Act works by requiring states to recognize concealed carry permits issued by other states. This sounds pretty harmless, like driver's licenses, which are recognized nationwide. But the devil is in the details. Unlike driver's licenses, some of the most populous states have only a relatively small number of concealed carry permit holders. New York, Massachusetts, California, New Jersey, Maryland, and Hawaii may issue permitting policies that restrict public carry significantly. In Los Angeles County, with 10 million people, only a few hundred ordinary civilians have concealed carry permits. They are awarded only to people who can show a special need to carry, such as victims of stalking. Awarded. So, you see what I'm saying? What did I tell you? If I didn't already support the idea of national reciprocity, this position alone sells me on it. The fact that the Second Amendment makes no mention at all of need when it talks about the right to keep and bear arms. There's no clause in the amendment arguing that the government can and should stop anyone else from getting a permit unless they can make the case that their situation warrants being armed. None at all. But Mr. Winkler, Professor Winkler, is not done at all. Not by a long shot. He continues. The Concealed Carry Act requires states like California to recognize permits from Virginia. But you don't have to be a resident of Virginia to get a concealed carry permit there. California residents can apply online and carry in California, never having stepped foot in Virginia. That's true. The numbers of guns on the streets of New York, L.A., Boston, San Francisco, Trenton, Baltimore, and Honolulu will skyrocket. Well, compared to what they are now. In L.A. County, the projected number of lawfully concealed guns will go from fewer than 500 to 400,000. In New York City, which today has very few legal guns carried on the streets, approximately 400,000 will be if the bills passed by the House becomes law. Hey, you don't have to keep on going there for me, Mr. Winkler. I'm sold, but let me ask you a question. In Los Angeles, in California, they have been talking about the big one, the big earthquake that's going to come. And they've been saying that when the big earthquake does come, you're going to have to be able to do for yourself for at least 3 or 4 weeks before services are provided again, which includes law enforcement. Why are you disarming everybody? But you don't have to keep on selling me. New York City's gun laws are draconian, and they are filled with opportunities for corruption. By allowing citizens to step outside of the need for political connections, ordinary New Yorkers will be able to exercise their Second Amendment right. I'm sorry, Professor. I have no idea how this is a bad thing. I fail to see this. But he does have a serious attack of the dumb at one point. For example, given recent reforms loosening carry requirements, including a dozen states now requiring no permit whatsoever, there's likely to be a race to the bottom. States will compete to attract applicants and the fees by offering the loosest, easiest permitting laws. What exactly? Let's talk about the crime in the constitutional carry states then, shall we? They're actually operating without any problems whatsoever. So what? It's not like other states, even states with reciprocity with these constitutional carry states, recognize the lack of a permit. Most, if not all, constitutional carry states also issue permits for people who travel outside the state. They know this. You just don't have to have the permission of the state to carry within the state. Pretending that constitutional carry muddies the waters is disingenuous at the extreme. And he finishes by saying, The Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act is far more than just protecting the Shanine Allens caught up in conflicting gun laws. It will completely reorder America's gun laws. And finally, with you, Mr. Winkler, I agree with you. But it's a reorder that is desperately needed. Far too many states view the right to keep and bear arms as a privilege, an award, a reward, if you will. Right? You said it yourself. It's something to be parceled out for their subjects as the state desires. I don't even know that you call that a meritocracy. This is cronyism. Okay? In California, okay, Sylvester Stallone, very anti-gun guy, has a permit in Los Angeles County. One of very few given. I've seen his paperwork. In New York City, Arthur Sulzberger, the owner of New York Times, or the chairman of the board of the New York Times, whatever, has a permit. Now, these guys, for the most part, they're not even going to open their own doors. They don't drive their own cars. They don't go into high crime areas, but they have carry permits. And I applaud them for having one, but at the same time, you guys are talking about kicking in doors and taking guns or whatever. That's Sylvester Stallone's on record for saying that. I'm just wondering why, when you are never around a situation, do you need a gun when most of you probably have an armed detail around you anyway? But at the same time, I recognize your right to self-defense, and I applaud you for taking it upon yourself to get it. But what you're part of is not freedom. You're part of serfdom. And if national reciprocity tips that on its head, then it may well be the most important legislation to ever be considered. And unlike Mr. Winkler, I actually care about the rights of you as an American, particularly in states where they're being denied their essential freedoms, such as the right to keep and bear arms. I'm talking to you, Marty, in New York with the food truck. I'm talking to you. Your rights deserve to be reinstated. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. The DC concealed handgun permit application. Now that they are a shall issue district, well, they have doubled. Some 365 residents submitted applications through the FBI's National Instant Criminal Background Check System in November. Three-quarters of those checks represented licenses to carry. This is a second significant spike in permit applications following their October 5th decision to drop its appeal in the ongoing legal battle of Wren versus the District of Columbia. Two-thirds of the 217 residents who submitted to NICS in October also sought permits. Single biggest month for the city in FBI history until November. A U.S. District Court of Appeals panel said in October it would not reconsider the July 2-1 decision in Wren blocking enforcement of their requirement that residents demonstrate a good reason for needing a concealed handgun permit. Now, this, what is significant about that is that these guys knew that if they took it to the Supreme Court, they would probably lose. And because, and I don't know how they knew this, because most of the time, even if the Supreme Court looked at it and said, well, we're not even going to take it up, they're going to lose. That's how that would work. So they decided to take one for the team. The ruling deemed parts of Washington's permitting system one of the toughest in the nation unconstitutional. The Washington Post reported the city denied 77% of permit applications based on the good reason rule. Officials said they backed away from the case amid fears a loss at the Supreme Court could further loosen gun regulations across the country, just as the District of Columbia versus Heller did a decade ago. And this is a learning moment for us. We should look at this as a learning moment, because they're looking at there are more states that are shall issue than there are may issue. And so it is clearly evident that there is all kinds of evidence that concealed carriers are not bad people. It doesn't cause a spike in crime. There's all kinds of stuff. And the fact that they were willing to take it for the team, that's loyalty. That's loyalty to the cause. With or without the city's appeal, gun rights activists secured a major victory this past Wednesday when H.R. 38 passed 231-198. The measure includes language from the Senate Majority Whip John Cornyn's proposal called the Fix NICS Act to bolster the federal background check system effectiveness through creating incentives for states and federal agencies that upload disqualifying criminal and mental health records. I hate to tell you this, but for all of you that are out there thinking this might be bad, they've been doing that. Here in South Carolina, they bribed the South Carolinian legislature with $1 million to give up the mental health records here in South Carolina. So this is already going on. This is not nothing new. They're just going to codify it. The thing about codifying it means it's out in the open. So in a way, it's a refreshing moment, if you will. But on the other hand, there are those that are out there that, John Cornyn himself, he's upset about combining the two bills, and he says it threatens the passage of his legislation. Fixing NICS is a talking point now because of the Sutherland Springs, Texas shooting. Obama passed executive actions that were supposed to do that the last year he was in office. I mean, everybody's out there when he was saying we were going to modernize the NICS, we were going, yay. Modernize that sucker, why don't you? Let's go. Let's get out of these index cards and everything else, and let's get into the modern age. Right now I can order and get all of the songs from the Tears for Fears catalog, but I can't get a background check without somebody making a phone call. I can do all of that, the Tears for Fears stuff from my phone. So, I mean, let's get an app for that, shall we?
Cornyn, he's out there. Because the information had not been uploaded by the Air Force into the NICS background check system, it simply wasn't available to prevent him from purchasing these guns. It is simply unacceptable when you look across the United States Department of Defense and the failure to upload this essential information that required information in the background check system. And I hope if anything good comes out of this tragedy, it will be that we finally fix on a bipartisan basis this broken background check system. What is it with you guys and the bipartisan thing? Can you just not accept that your colleagues, as you call them, are some evil people? Some totalitarian, communist, socialist, evil people? On the one hand, especially the ones that you're teaming up with, Senator, are among the most virulent anti-gunners out there. You got Schumer, you got Murphy, you got Blumenthal. Blumenthal got out there, and the people of Connecticut elected him anyway. He's out there going, yeah, man, when I was in the NAM, it was horrible. It was great. It was, you know, it hurt me. I was, they called me Agent Orange. Agent Orange, that's what they called me. And I was this and I was that and I was the other. It turned out he didn't even serve. And his reward for being a lying, stolen valor type dude, he became a senator. That's some pretty good stuff. I mean, here, you know, if I tried that, one of the reasons I've been approached by one consultant. He's like, you know, you really need to run for office. And I'll be like, man, I can't stand the thought of my skeletons being pulled out of the closet. And then I see somebody like Blumenthal who just gets out there and makes up a whole life that didn't exist. And I'm like, I don't know, maybe I should consider running for politics. There's just no money in it. That's the thing. In South Carolina politics, there's no money in it to be had. So that's another reason why I don't get involved in it. I don't know if right now in its current form, if reciprocity has a way to get through the Senate. I do know in April of 2013, when that came up, when the assault weapon ban was when Fine Frankenstein put up her assault weapon bill in 2013 after Sandy Hook, that went down 40 to 60. And there was only 44 Republicans in the Senate at the time. I know when Manchin-Toomey was being considered, that went down. And the one bill that got the most votes was Cornyn's National Reciprocity, which got 57. And again, there was only 44 Republicans then. And there's 7 of those Democrats that voted with him still in the Senate. So I don't know. We'll see. We're definitely going to see. And we're definitely going to be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You've chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. What is today? Today's the 7th. So earlier this week, members of the Trump administration, including Nikki Haley, who's the UN ambassador, and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, announced the United States would no longer take part in the Global Compact on Migration. That was a non-binding New York Declaration for Refugees and Migration signed on September 19, 2016 by 193 states, purported to commit them to a unified framework, a safe, orderly, and regular organization of all aspects of international migration. That's a lot of fancy words, but we'll get to it in just a minute. Secretary Tillerson explained today before a global conference on the issue was to open on December 4th in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, that the UN program is not consistent with the immigration policies of the U.S., which, like all states, has a sovereign right to apply its own immigration law and to control their own borders. Now, according to the 6th century B.C. Greek philosopher Heraclitus, no one ever steps in the same river twice. Migration policy, like all political phenomena, is affected by the reality that the world and the population are in flux. And by coincidence, a global conference in Mexico is occurring at a moment when the Pew Research Center has provided useful, factual information about the changing population of Europe caused by migration, the first important estimates of the increase in size of the Muslim population. See, here's my question. If the EU keeps going the way they're going, what is Europe going to look like in 10 years? You know? Now, this is not directly relevant to U.S. conditions, but the data on this report are useful because of their implications for European and U.S. attitudes to, and then debates on migration and foreign policy, understanding the tension that exists with any political system, the rise of far-right parties,
expressions of populism, the results of voting in national elections. The key terms, migrants, asylum seekers, and refugees, are often used interchangeably, but regular migrants are those who legally move to Europe for economic, educational, or family reasons. They just like it there because they've got better mobile phone service. They like the mass transit. They love the sights of France. That's a migrant. An asylum seeker is running from something. A refugee's been driven from something. A migrant is just somebody's like, well, you know, I've tried living here in Syria, and I just don't like the mail service, so I'm going to move to Paris. Now, the Pew study largely concentrates on changes in Europe between 2010 and 2016. The crucial fact is that the number of refugees has escalated since 2014. The record number of 1.3 million migrants applied for asylum in 28 states of the EU is nearly the number, double the number in 1992 who applied after the fall of the Soviet Union. Of the migrants in those years to Europe, both refugees and regular migrants, about 3.7 million were Muslims, and 3.3 million were non-Muslims. Of the 3.7 million Muslims, about 2.5 million were legal migrants as workers and students, and 1.3 million who want refugee status. Most of them were from Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan. Now, the significance of this is that while the Muslim population grew from net migration, the non-Muslim population declined between 2010 and 2016 by about 1.7 million. There's no official tally of the migrant population, and figures are not necessarily exact and are affected by all kinds of factors, but the best estimates suggest that Muslims now constitute about 25.8 million, or 5% of the population of Europe. And that number is increasing, and the proportion is likely to double within a relatively short time, perhaps up to 14% of Europe's population by 2050, depending on the rate of migration into Europe. The number of Muslims in Europe grew considerably through natural increase, but mostly by immigration. Some projections of German population show about 20% Muslim, show it to be 20% Muslim by 2050. Sweden's Muslim population could grow to 31%. Germany is still the major destination for asylum seekers. Between 2010 and 2016, Germany took in some 670,000 refugees, mostly Muslims, 680,000 migrants, about half of whom are Muslims. At present, the largest numbers of Muslims are in France, which are 5.7 million, 8.8% of the total, and in Germany, 5 million, 6.1% of the total. In Cyprus, the 300,000 Muslims, mostly Turkish Cypriots, account for 25% of the total. In Sweden, about 8% of the population are Muslims. By comparison, the non-Muslim population in Europe declined by about 1.7 million. And an important factor is that Muslims are younger and have a higher fertility rate than non-Muslims. The average age of Muslims in Europe is 13 years younger than in the 28 EU countries. Two aspects of this are pertinent. One is that 50% of all European Muslims are under 30, compared to 32% of non-Muslims in Europe. The other is that Muslim women give birth to one more child than non-Muslim women. Though migration between 2010 and 2016 was the biggest factor in the increase in population and natural growth was secondary, there were 2.9 million more Muslim births than deaths during the period. So the important and relevant factor for policymakers is that the number of Muslim refugees has greatly increased. It is impossible to predict future migrant levels. They depend on the changing economic and political conditions within and outside Europe, particularly in the Middle East, but the rate of the migration has increased since 2014. So between 2010 and 2013, about 400,000 on average, 110,000 a year reached Europe. Between 2014 and 2016, three times as many, about 1.2 million, or 500,000 a year, came to Europe as conflicts in Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan continued or intensified. Conflict in Syria is the biggest driver for migrants, although that is actually sort of it's a misdirective saying that they're all Syrian, because there's a lot of Somalians, a lot of Libyans, a lot of Egyptians. The result has seen increased tension in European countries and increased responses.
Surveys show the wide diversity of views toward Muslims in the different EU countries. The highest unfavorable view of Muslims is in Hungary, 72% of the population, followed by Italy, Poland, and Greece. The lowest proportion is in the UK, then Germany, and France. Hungary received 85,000 applications for asylum from Iraqi and Syrian refugees in the last 5 years, and most Hungarians and a number of political parties see this as a major threat. The Hungarian government in October 2015 closed its border with Croatia and accordingly built a fence. In contrast, in Germany, the main destination for Middle East asylum seekers, and in Sweden, the number of those viewing the influx of refugees as a threat is comparatively low. I don't believe that, though. I don't actually believe that. The result of the influx is that most European countries, not only those with far-right political parties, and also the EU as a whole, have tried to limit the flow of Middle East migrants. Migration will probably decline as European countries make policy changes to limit these flows. But, hey, you got 25 million in there. You're a little late, aren't you? Germany now plans to give asylum seekers who voluntarily return to their home countries a payment of 3,000 euros. An earlier German program offered 1,200 euros to those returning home. 2017, about 9,000 had participated in these programs. The EU in 2016 signed an agreement with Turkey. And by it, Greece, Turkey's neighbor, agreed to return to Turkey all new illegal immigrants, while member states pledged to resettle more Syrian refugees living in Turkey and to increase financial aid to those remaining there. In the October 2017 election, Austrians voted for tighter controls on immigration, and immigration was a major factor in Britain in the vote for Brexit. So, for Europe and the U.S., migration is now a part of the context of immigration policy, and we just pulled out of one of their little pet little deals, so good for us. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Time on the firing line, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. I want to go back to this thing about snowflakes. The mere fact that we're talking about how calling somebody anything is a problem is a sad indicator. What I was referring to is a study done by an insurance company in the UK called Aviva, where the millennials that are called snowflakes is not only rude, but detrimental to their mental health. Which I guess calling me a killer because I have a gun and everything is... should we be concerned about my mental health? I mean, actually, we should, but, you know, that's all beside the point. I see this email, Desert Eagle. That's their version of it. It is not the Feinstein version of it, which the Feinstein version of it is also the John Cornyn version of it. Just, you know. Talking about H.R. 4477 that got attached to 38. Anyway, we already talked about what Dr. Doug Wright said about it. And he said, while young adults in particular appear to take offense to the snowflake label, the majority of adults agree that the term is unfair and unhelpful. So it is important that people consider how such labels are used and the cumulative effect they could have on their recipients. First of all, the fact the study exists at all is the epitome of snowflake-ism. I know millennials. I know plenty of millennials, I don't know any snowflakes in that crowd. So I don't look at the millennials as a whole as snowflakes, just members of the millennials. There's plenty of other snowflakes that are baby boomers and everything else. So if I call you a snowflake, well, that's a whole different thing altogether. Because I do mean it in a derogatory fashion. I might also call you sheep. Just depends on what kind of a mood I'm in. So, getting out there and saying, well, using this term is not helpful or it's hurtful, you guys got to quit being so offended by everything. You're offended by the fact that I voted for Trump. You find that offensive. If you say I'm a Christian, or if I say I'm a Christian, you find that offensive. If I drive a nicer car, or if I make more money, that's offensive. The millennials have a hierarchy of considering feelings first over facts. They no longer say prayer in schools or the Pledge of Allegiance because it might offend somebody. You can't say Merry Christmas because some people might not, you know, observe Christmas. So we say Happy Holidays, although I say Merry Christmas. One thing that they point out, one thing this study does point out, is that we're losing everything that made us great. Our freedom of religion is gone. Our freedom of expression is gone. Every one of us now, we have to be expected to be mindful of other people's feelings, and we're expected to live politically correct lives. And I am one of the baby boomers, and it is our fault. We raised the generation to be selfish. We were worried about spoiling our children and giving them everything they wanted, but we forgot to instill the most important value that we can have as humans, which is morality. So we were, you know, we were making sure that little Harry got the nicest video game and little Sally got the latest, greatest doll out there, so busy buying our children's affection that we taught them that they can demand it and, you know, get whatever they want for it. And now their latest demand is to quit calling them snowflake for being an entitled and egotistical person. Now, and they are a generation that they have enablers that are out there saying that their being offended is now a indicator of a mental health issue. And that goes right back to how they were brought up. They were told that they were the most important person in the world. I certainly told mine this. My sons are not snowflakes, thank God, but, you know, they do have certain tendencies here and there. I told them that they were the most important person in the world to me, that they could do no wrong. Now, they did not get participation awards, but a lot of them did. That's a new thing. Now winning is offensive. We can't have somebody feeling like they're not consequential or, you know, they're left out. Grow up. Could you just grow up a little bit? If you're offended that you're being called a snowflake, quit acting like the world revolves around you. I've got the worst. I'll tell you what. When I got out of the hospital after the heart attack, it was January 21st, and I was never so happy to be on the ground level of, you know, touching dirt in my life. And the car ride back was sort of hairy because I was at a point where if anything happened, my chest would come apart. If I sneezed, my chest would come apart. Lots of dangerous moments there. And as we were driving around and everything, I noticed that in the 9 days that I had been in the hospital and not been out in the world, things had changed. The world kept spinning. The fact that I almost quit breathing, that meant something to a handful of people, but not to the world at large. And nobody cared. And that was both sobering and enlightening in a way. So if, you know, look, millennials, or snowflakes, or whatever you know, I don't want to lump all millennials in the snowflake category, but listen, if you want the world to spin around you, then you got to do something to make it spin. You got to accomplish something. You got to make something. I mean, right now you've got millionaires out there that are just shooting YouTube videos. It's a very ripe environment for you to go out and make something. But waiting on something to happen is not, you're going to be waiting a long time. Because my generation, we had to go out and go get what we could get. You actually live in a much better world, you know, as far as the way everything is set up nowadays. Everything is so much nicer, and you're blowing it. You're going to turn into a lost generation, a failed generation. The generation before mine, the generation that raised me, when war came, they ran to get in the war. And when the men ran to go to the war, the women ran to the factories to build the planes and the bombs and the guns. And it was a concerted effort, and by the time, you know, and I was actually not in that generation. I was the one two after that generation. That next generation that came after them, They had the Summer of Love in the 60s and everything, and now what used to be national pride became national shame. And we've been going downhill ever since. And each generation that comes by has a better set of, you know, technologies advanced and everything else. You're going to live to be longer and everything. You could actually get out there and do something with this. But it takes effort. It's not just going to happen. But I've said this before, and I'll say it again. You and I could work together to find a resolution to a lot of problems. We could have resolutions between the two of us. But really, truly, I'm going to die before you do. And you're going to be owning it soon. Right now, what are you, 25, 35? In the next decade, and it's going to happen in the blink of an eye, you're going to be 45. And when you're 45, you're going to be running things. And you better be capable of running those things. And you better be mindful of those that would want to enslave you and all these other things. And, you know, you got to be watching out for things like single payer and all this other stuff. And you need to go out and, you know, buy a weapon and teach yourself the weapon and all these things. Living life is not, it isn't easy. It isn't free. And it's not for the faint of heart. And if you would simply just embrace that idea, maybe when my time does really come, I could just go in peace, knowing that you have taken control and you're running it now. That would make me so happy. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.